Have you ever wondered why some people can walk into a room and instantly command attention while others struggle to be heard? The answer lies not in charisma or luck, but in understanding the intricate dance between communication and neuroscience. At its core, influence is the capacity to affect outcomes, making people truly listen and adopt your ideas. In today's world, where we're bombarded with thousands of messages daily, capturing attention has become increasingly difficult. True influence happens when we inspire others to take actions aligned with their personal values, which occurs neurologically when the prefrontal cortex connects with the limbic system. This explains why we cry during movies despite knowing they're fiction. Our brains process emotional narratives as real experiences. The most successful influencers understand that voice modulation, storytelling, body language, and proper sequencing are essential tools requiring deliberate practice. More than two millennia ago, Aristotle identified elements of persuasion that remain remarkably relevant today. The rhetorical triangle consists of ethos, credibility, pathos, and logos, but two additional elements are even more crucial in our fast-paced world. Ethos represents your credibility and character. We wouldn't take weight loss advice from someone overweight or financial advice from someone broke. Pathos creates emotional connection through stories and vulnerability. Sharing struggles rather than successes creates genuine connection. Logos provides what remains after emotional appeals fade, the plan, steps, data, and rationale that prevent buyer's remorse. Beyond these three, kairos, timeliness, ensures your message is relevant to current contexts, while telos, purpose, represents your essential aim. Together, these elements must appeal to someone's reticular activating system, the brain's filter that determines what deserves attention based on personal values and experiences. Ideas fail when presented in the wrong sequence, like seeds in cement. Rodriguez's four-step neural sequence prevents defensive reactions. 1. Am I safe? The amygdala scans for threats, both physical and psychological. 2. Do you care about me? The limbic system dominates decision-making. 3. Is this engaging? The cerebral cortex seeks data and problem-solving. 4. Is this inspiring? The prefrontal cortex aligns actions with values. Self-awareness is crucial yet rare. Only 19% of female and 4% of male executives possess it. It comes in two forms: internal, self-perception, and external, others' perception. The power paradox compounds this issue. Increased success often means decreased feedback. Without self-awareness, influence techniques fall flat. Understanding our own motivations helps trigger similar responses in others, requiring careful study of our experiences and attention to repeated feedback, especially when it makes us uncomfortable. Have you ever wondered why some messages stick while others fade instantly? The Amplify formula provides the answer through three essential components: frame, message, and tie-down. Frames are psychological contexts that help understand our world. If you don't provide one, listeners will supply their own, often with negative associations. Your origin story serves as a powerful framing device that answers how you arrived where you are and why you love serving your customers. The message is what listeners need to hear from your unique perspective, while the tie-down explicitly outlines the precise value in the context of what matters to the audience. Without proper framing, messages are like seeds planted in cement. They simply won't take root. The most effective communicators understand that claiming the frame is crucial for influence, as it prevents negative associations and establishes the psychological context for everything that follows. When was the last time a story moved you to tears or action? Our brains naturally organize information through stories, filtering out what's irrelevant while retaining what matters. Research shows we spend nearly half our waking hours daydreaming, but when engaged in a story, this stops as the storyteller does it for us, creating a narrative that commands our full attention. Stories engage us because our brains interpret them as real experiences, activating our sensory cortex and releasing cortisol, forming memories, dopamine, emotional responses, and oxytocin, empathy. Character-driven stories with emotional content improve understanding and recall of key points weeks later. While storytelling has complex frameworks like Gustav Freytag's dramatic arc or Joseph Campbell's hero's journey, most stories follow one of seven basic plots: overcoming monsters, rags to riches, quests, voyages and returns, rebirth, comedy, or tragedy. These familiar structures allow our brains to focus on the message rather than struggling with unfamiliar patterns. Did you know your body speaks before your words do? According to the 7-38-55 rule, only 7% of meaning comes through spoken words, while 38% is communicated through tone and 55% through nonverbals. Authentic body language starts with internal alignment. When we speak with genuine passion and conviction, our bodies naturally align with our message. Rather than trying to mask micro-expressions that reveal doubt, the solution is crafting a message you truly believe in. Our thoughts affect our bodies, but research confirms our bodies also affect our minds. Upright posture projects and creates positive energy, while slouching does the opposite. The influence zone extends from your belly button to your eyes. When your hands operate in this zone, you're more engaging and your message transmits effectively. Recording yourself provides invaluable insights that memory or feedback alone cannot match, allowing you to see patterns in your nonverbal communication that might be undermining your message. All techniques become useless if you can't access them under stress. Understanding the battle between System 1, fast thinking, and System 2, slow thinking, is crucial. Stress activates System 1, making it difficult to access your influence skills. Since stress is physiological, physical approaches like box breathing can calm it. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds, and hold again for 4 seconds. This triggers the parasympathetic nervous system instead of the sympathetic system. With influence comes responsibility. True influence happens transparently, with both parties aware of the process, unlike manipulation, which involves hidden agendas. Professional athletes train with remarkable intensity, executing every move with purpose to create muscle memory that takes over when the brain shuts off. Mastering influence requires similar dedication, time, embracing failure, and learning from mistakes. The greatest challenge isn't learning these tools, but having the courage to use them when no one is listening or cooperating. True leadership emerges during struggles, not when times are good. The question isn't whether these tools work, they do, but whether you'll integrate them into your daily routine to transform your life and positively influence those around you.